Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Alicia Robinson, Alicia Robinson. Date of service, June 23, 2022. Date of birth, 3/11/53. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports ongoing extremely severe headaches that are blocking her ability to sleep and rest, and they are constant. And the cause of the pain is an aneurysm that has been detected 3 years ago, and patient just had a MRI at the hospital. He has a whole team of people from neurologist, neurosurgeon, to general physician at the DMC hospital where she is being treated. She used to have a pain management center also at the place. She has had a cervical lumbar spine and right shoulder, as well as the MRI of the brain, which was done on 6/18/2022, and those reports will be discussed in the treatment plan. Currently, patient reports that she has a diarrhea with Tylenol, and she does not like Tylenol word number 3. But as such, she has no fever and no nausea, vomiting, no upset stomach. Patient report that her pain level is 8 to 10. It occupies the head, neck, mid-back, lower back. Pain is shooting down to both arm and both legs, front and back, and is constant. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the following categories, general activity is 10, walking ability 9, mood, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected 6. 60% pains have been reported relieved with all the therapy and medication that patient received. In the system review, patient reports of severe headaches associated with weakness, difficulty sleeping, and poor work performance. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, any vision disturbances, double vision. She denies any blackout, fainting, seizures, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory problem, or confusion, disorientation. She also has no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from stiffness in the neck and lower back, as well as in the both shoulders, with decreased range of motion and tension needle in the hands and legs. There is an ongoing pain in both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Also pain in both the wrist, both hips, both ankle and feet. Severe difficulty in walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported. No stomach pain, brain stool trouble, swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, feel like being cut into two halves. So much pain. Pain is worsened. In the medical history, patient has just completed her MRIs. Surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, no changes, no other trauma. Current pain medications are Furinol. Substance abuse, non-compliance history, full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136/89. Pulse is 75. Pulse ox is 100. The rest is the physical examination, which is similar to the previous visit of May 25th, 2022, dictation number is 0602-096, along with diagnosis, plan of care. MRI are available. The MRA that was redone and was ordered by Dr. Andrea Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, on 3/25/2019, shows no changes in the aneurysm expansion. A deterioration, it is the same 3 to 4 millimeter aneurysm extending medially from proximal supraclinoid left ICA, probably involving the origin of the left ophthalmic artery. The patient is referred to the eye doctor and back to her neurosurgeon and neurologist to make an appropriate decision. There is an old fracture of distal radius in my record that was done at Harper Hospital, which has already been taken care of. She has a fracture of intra-articular area, the ulnar steroid, and she's already wearing a brace. In the area of MRI for the lumbar spine, she has a bulging disc at T12, L1, T11, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, with a herniated disc at L3, 4, and L4, 5, there is a bulging disc leading to spinal canal stenosis, ligament of clavum hypertrophy, facet joint arthropathy. L5, S1, there is a bulging disc and facet arthropathy. Patient is advised with lumbar epidural steroid injection to bring some relief. In the cervical spine, there is a tremendous amount of osteophyte complexes at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and T1, T2 with herniated disc at T1, T2. The patient is advised that if a simple therapy and home exercise plan medication don't help her, then a possibility of epidural injection and also facet joint injection might bring her some additional relief at the level of C7 and T1. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue, home-based even, as well as cervical traction device has been ordered, along with neck brace and thoracic lumbar brace. Hopefully she'll do very well. She'll be scheduled for a LESI as soon as possible, and all the questions that were there were answered for the patient. The patient is otherwise stable. Regarding the medication, patient was provided with the following medications: Mobix 7.5 once a day at night, with Acifax 20 mg twice a day to help with the stomach relief, lidocaine gel 3% 200 gram to be used, melatonin 10 mg at night. She was also provided for pain relief, Furanol with codeine every 8 hours, 30 tablets, 90 tablets were provided. So the patient is stable. She'll be seen next month for a LESI injection. She'll continue doing her stretching and traction of the spine, home exercises, and physical therapy. She's also referred to a chiropractor. Thank you.